This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with the Brass Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. On July 5th, storms with damaging winds estimated at 60 to 80 miles per hour with some hail caused crop damage across the area, including in Dodge and Washington counties. In Dodge County alone, about 64,000 acres of corn were damaged through green snap, pinch stems, lodging, and hail. As you evaluate crop damage, keep in mind the different kinds of wind damage that occur in corn. Green snap or brittle snap is when the stem breaks at a node and becomes detached from the lower portion of the plant. Corn is more susceptible to green snap in the 2 to 3 weeks prior to tasseling during the elongation growth stages starting from V12 to tasseling. After stem elongation at tasseling, secondary walls thicken and lignification occurs, strengthening the stalk. That is why we generally see less green snap after tasseling. Unfortunately, many acres planted in early May were V12 growth stage, and April planted corn was just starting to tassel. When green snap occurs below the dominant ear, which are the V10, the V12 nodes, yield loss of almost 1-to-1 can occur, so 25% yield loss with 25% green snap. In a 1999 simulated green snap injury study in Iowa, yield losses of 15% were measured with 25% green snap, 32% yield loss with 50% green snap, and 53% yield loss with 75% green snap. Green snap above the dominant ears will be less, about 10% yield loss per 25% increase in green snap. Pinch stems, even though still attached, will cause yield reductions. I did see a fair amount of pinch stems in fields following the storm. Yield loss from pinch stems and root lodge plants are harder to determine. Root lodge plants will try to reorient themselves after the storm. Younger plants or later planted corn will likely straighten back up, but gooseneck stalks will likely occur in the earlier planted corn. Contact your crop insurance agent to review your policies on wind damage and have an adjuster visit your field 5 to 7 days after the storm to better judge plant recovery. For more information on wind damaged plants, call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.